I've been on like it.
When young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that a...
They used to call it dancing, now I call it hugging and mugging. That's all it is.
What kinds of old-fashioned dances? Say, what would you call a dance you'd hold at home?
Square dance or round dance.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say, at 4 o'clock school...
I'll be up.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school...
start.
And the child left home to go to school and didn't show up, you'd say he...
Yeah. Let me see, what did he call that? He didn't go to school, I guess.
Or he had left home to go to school. But maybe he went fishing or something instead, you'd say he...
He went off somewhere else into something else.
Did you ever say he bolted or laid out or played hooky?
Yeah, I've seen him lay out. I had one done that, but the teacher was called up.
Uh-huh.
The other thing come up in school, he won't hook that boy. And there wasn't a better, I don't say he called his my boy, but there wasn't a better human in the world than he was. He didn't bother nobody.
Why was the teacher after him?
Just took vengeance out on him. He was an old preacher, too. Just because the boy would take it and wouldn't say nothing. And he quit going to school and went to going to wherever, picking his niggers and laying around them till it turned out of school, and then he'd get with the other children and come on home.
Mm-hmm. What did you do about it?
I went down there and met the mister on the doorsteps of the schoolhouse, and I found it out. When he come in to on his horse to teach school, he lived over across the corner, and he brought his oldest daughter with him up behind him.
Uh-huh.
When he come in that morning, I told him he needed to go on in the school house. He says, what do you want? He's a high-minded man, easy to make mad. And he was a cowboy once, sort of a rough tough.
Uh-huh.
And I just told him where to get off at right quick. I said, if you just step down here on the ground, I'll make a man out of you. I was learning you to be a school teacher instead of a school scrambler. That's just what I told him. That's old preacher B. He's dead now and gone, but I made him and his oldest daughter one time scratch sand just hot as it'll be this evening, the sun is shining, to get the old mobile out of a sand pit. I carried a bale of cotton to Bernice,
mm-hmm.
and I bought me a new wagon that day. I'd been to use my uncle's wagon, and I had his wagon tied behind mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a one mule, was the first year it was ever been worked. It was skittish, and it was just one, it wasn't no highway, just one set of ruts, and then sand was that deep.
Mm-hmm.
And he just run his old car right down in front of that mule in that sand. Well, there's fences on the other side. I couldn't pull over. There was no room to pull over. One more on that pair of them. More than wagon is sitting over to the fence. And up a bank at that. And he got mad. He got down him and his daughter and scratched sand out behind the wheels where they'd go back. They'd got backed out of there out of the way. And he looked up at me and I passed by my wagon and said, I wouldn't do nobody that way. I said, I didn't do you that way. You seen I was in this sand first. And you knowed I couldn't travel like you. Not with two wagons tied together. I couldn't get out of your way either. And it's right away across the corner, just about a mile and a half. It was right a big corner going to Bernice. He sure got mad.
You go to school to get a
education.
And after high school, you might go on to